When you turn on the faucet in this country, you take it for granted that the water you're going to use to drink or to cook with will be safe, free from toxins or poisons.
The national narrative around safe drinking water has shifted dramatically with the Flint, Michigan crisis. Today we hear about concerns even closer to home.
Some inmates, staff, and visitors at two correctional institutions, Fox Lake and Waupun, say their water is unsafe because of lead and copper contamination. The story is part of a series of reports from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, Failure at the Faucet.
Dee Hall is its managing editor. She told Lake Effect's Susan Bentz the state prison story developed organically.
It came as a result of the some tips that we got after some of our stories came out about some of the problems with drinking water across Wisconsin. And people reached out and said, hey, you should look at Fox Lake. It's got some water problems.
Problems seem to have started in 2008 or earlier.
Well, as far as we know, things with Fox Lake began in 2008. And as a result of their inability to bring the lead and copper levels down, they entered into a consent order with the State Department of Natural Resources to do a bunch of things at the prison to try to bring those levels down. And so they are considered to be in compliance with the Clean Water Act because of the activities that they've undertaken, but there's still more to be done there.
So what brought that situation about? How was the problem discovered?
Well, I'm not sure how it was initially discovered in 2008, but every water system has to test for certain things. Lead and copper are among them. And what happens as a result of that is if you do have excess of lead and copper in your water, then you have to notify your customers, which include the inmates and the visitors and the staff. And then at some point, you have to take some proactive steps to try to lower those levels. And so that's what happened is their levels came up too high. They were out of compliance, and then they had to bring themselves into compliance. And they're still working on that.
So then what's going on at Waupun?
At Waupun, they have also, beginning in 2008, they've had some excessive levels of both lead and copper, more lead than copper. And, in 2014, they were out of compliance with the Clean Drinking Water Act, the lead and copper rule, it's called, had brought themselves into compliance, but then last fall came up with, again, some higher levels. So they are still considered to be in compliance at this moment because you have to have at least 10% of your samples have to come up over the limit for you to be considered out of compliance, and they are at this moment considered in compliance.
Now, one of the nuances, Dee, is that's cited here is the shifts you can find in lead levels in sampling. It can be really a sort of a moving target.
Right. So our Failure at the Faucet series, we had two parts of it dealt with lead in drinking water. And what we discovered, and which some scientists know and some public health people know, is that there are certain aspects of the current regulation, which is 25 years old now, that are not protective of public health. And one example I mentioned in this particular story that we're releasing has to do with the variability in a single day that you can get in a single home. The other problems that we found were that one of the parts of the rule requires a municipality or utility to replace their portion of a lead service line if there is a lead service line that's causing elevated levels of lead. The problem is if you only do what's called a partial pipe replacement, you can actually send spikes of lead into that home because of some corrosion that happens when you join a copper pipe, for example, a new copper pipe with an old lead pipe. So there are numerous problems with the rule the way it is now. It's pretty well acknowledged, even by water utilities, that it is not completely protective of public health.
So do both of those facilities have water treatment facilities of their own?
Right. One has implemented water treatment, one is starting water treatment, and the water treatment is aimed at reducing corrosion from plumbing. Now, Fox Lake actually has copper piping, and its problems have primarily been copper corrosion and copper in the water. But a lot of lead faucets, for example, a lot of faucets have some amount of lead in them. As recently, I think, as 2014, you could get a faucet with quite a bit of lead in it, and it would still pass the federal law. So what happens over time is these pipes do tend to break down, and that's where you get the lead and copper in the waters when it's corrosion. And so the treatment is aimed at anti-corrosion, keeping the pipes from shedding these contaminants.
When did those two prisons start treating then? When did that start?
There's been a series of improvements, especially at Fox Lake, because Fox Lake is the one under the consent order. So they entered a consent agreement with the DNR in 2014. But prior to that time, they had taken some steps, and they mostly involved making some fixes to their water wells. So one water well is completely closed down. That's another source where lead can come in, is through, you know, components in a well. That's one that we don't talk about as much, but it can. Then they're also working on installing water treatment there and regular metals monitoring to try to make sure, you know, just they're required to do a certain amount of testing. This would be more continuous type testing, more real-time monitoring of the quality of the water coming out. So they began working on the problem in 2008, but they are still working on it, and they need to get it fixed under this consent order or face some fines and some other problems.
One of those facilities is at Waupun is 150 years old.
Yes, Waupun is over 150 years old. So it's got a lot of old components to it. I'm not entirely familiar with its plumbing system, but suffice it to say, it has had water problems. I spoke with the head of the Correctional Officers Association, and he said that he's been working there 22 years, and people have always complained about the quality of the water, about it being discolored, about it having a bad flavor. So this is not—it's not exactly news to people in Waupun that the water is bad, but it is news that they actually have excessive levels of lead at times.
What are some of the stories you're hearing? Are there inmates who are ill?
Well, there is a federal lawsuit that's pending right now in U.S. District Court in Madison. It's a Fox Lake inmate who is alleging that he's had a variety of gastrointestinal problems that he ties to the excessive levels of copper and lead in the water at that prison. Normally, you know, prisoners often file a lot of lawsuits. Usually they do it on their own. In this case, the judge felt that the issues were complex enough and were serious enough that he did appoint, find two attorneys to handle the case. And so that is pending in U.S. In federal court in Madison.
How much interaction did your journalists have with inmates, with staff in the prisons that we've talked about?
Well, I was contacted by about 13 inmates from Fox Lake who described to me the quality of the water. I had inmates telling me they had skin rashes, which, again, I don't know if those are tied to the water. I know that there were people in Flint, Michigan who reported skin rashes. Again, those have not been definitively tied to the water. Are these coincidental issues? I don't know. We got letters from all of these inmates, and they described water that was discolored, that had sediment in it, that has a bad flavor. They are concerned about the prison cooking with the water, and they're concerned about drinking it. Some of them have taken the step of buying bottled water, but it is expensive. They don't earn very much. If they do have a job in prison, they're not able to earn very much at all. We did just an estimate. They're about twice as expensive as you would get at a grocery store. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons that the inmates are pretty upset about the quality of the water, and that's at Fox Lake. At Waupun, we were notified that the inmates have been notified about the lead in the water. I did not hear specifically from Waupun inmates, but I did talk with the top correctional officer who indicated that he does not recall being notified about the fact that they violated the federal, they were out of compliance with the federal rule in 2014, but he does recall a notification back in September of this past year that they had again seen some high lead levels in some of the samples at Waupun.
So how does conditions of confinement figure into this discussion?
Right. So the lawsuit that is pending in federal court in Madison alleges that the inmates' Eighth Amendment protection against cruel or unusual punishment is being violated by him having to ingest this water, which he believes is making him sick. So these types of lawsuits are sort of predicated on the notion that we have taken away a liberty of a person. We are now controlling that person, but because we are controlling them physically in this space, in this place, we are also responsible for their well-being. And so that is the notion, is what he's claiming, is that he is not able to protect himself against this problem, this danger, because of his confinement. And so we'll see where that goes. You know, I'm not predicting an outcome for that, but it is serious enough that the judge has assigned him some attorneys to help him craft his arguments, and we'll see how that plays out in federal court.
What do you find most disturbing in all of this?
Well, I think it fits a pattern that we had already written about the vulnerability of people to lead and copper, especially lead contamination in their water, because the current regulations are really not set up to protect them. And I don't think we were fully aware of that. We, meaning general public, was fully aware that if there is lead in your system, you have a danger of drinking lead. It's obviously a concern for young children, more so to some extent than adults, but these do have negative health effects for adults also, copper, high levels of copper and lead. So it is a public health concern. It's one that I think, you know, Flint is sort of thrown onto right in front of everybody. But our state, we do have lead problems in our water in certain places. We have 176,000 lead service lines at least leading up to individual homes and businesses. And every one of those homes has some risk of having lead in their water.
Well, you can't help but think about Madison, because that city made a decision, a controversial one, a number of years ago to replace all of its pipes.
Right.
So in the work that your team has done, is that one of the lessons that you feel is coming out of this, that the communities need to think sooner than later about not waiting for a crisis?
Well, right now what's happening is the lead and copper rule is being revised. It's unclear when these revisions would take effect. But one of the top recommendations is that communities should consider full lead pipe replacement, which the city of Milwaukee's water utility has estimated could cost $500 million with a B dollars. So, yeah, these are very serious issues, and communities, I think, are starting to take it very seriously. The EPA has asked communities and states to step up and get a better picture about what their lead exposure is and go from there and hopefully take the steps that will reduce or eliminate lead in people's drinking water.
So have you been surprised in any way about the response that you've gotten from your series of stories, Failure at the Faucet?
I'm not exactly surprised, because people are very concerned about their drinking water. I mean, they use it every day for a variety of things. People have young children. There are pregnant women who are concerned about what they're consuming. It's really just an essential kind of thing that we have taken for granted in the United States. It's going to be there, and it's going to be, and you're not going to get sick from it. And having traveled to some countries where you can't drink the water, it is a grand luxury, and it's a defining feature of our country that we have water that you can drink. And I think people find it really disturbing, the notion that you can't just open up your tap. I just got back from a trip from Ireland. Open up the tap, drink the water. It's great. You know, other countries, that is not the case. You can't drink the water. You can't even eat the lettuce that was washed in the water. Obviously, we're nowhere close to that in America. You know, we just aren't. But people do want to know that their water is safe and it's not going to make them sick.
Dee Hall is managing editor for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism and its series Failure at the Faucet. She spoke with Lake Effect Susan Bentz. You can read the group's latest report at WUWM.com.